asked a flight attendant if he could change seats because of a crying baby. She said, no, the baby is yours.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I have been flying a little too much lately. Here's how you can tell you've been spending too much time on airplanes. Pilots don't just know your name, they pick you up on the way to the airport. Flight attendants have your initials on a blankie. They name the forward restroom after you. And sometimes before departing, they ask you to give the safety announcement. You know, I don't think God intended for us to fly. He did not put Adam and Eve on a mountain, hand them wings, and say, here, try these, jump, see what you think. No, he put them on solid ground in a garden. He said, stay here, don't eat the rotten fruit, and don't try to fly anything. I don't always enjoy air travel because I cannot figure out what keeps planes up there and why you'd want to fly in anything built by the lowest bidder. A sense of humor helps, of course. I heard this announcement recently. In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will descend from the ceiling. If you have a child traveling with you, secure your mask before assisting with theirs. If you are traveling with more than one child, pick a favorite. After a rough landing, a flight attendant said, that was quite a bump, and I know what y'all are thinking. I'm here to tell you it wasn't the airline's fault, it wasn't the pilot's fault, it wasn't the flight attendant's fault, it was the asphalt. While flying, I often find myself in conversations that somehow lead to matters of faith. One seatmate found out that I was a Christian and asked, how could God allow suffering? Thousands of books have been written on the topic, and I'm asked to explain it in 2 hours at 30,000 feet. What would you say? First, we need the humility to admit that there's much we don't understand. I've stood with people in the midst of tragedy, and probably the most profound answer sometimes is, I don't know. We're fellow strugglers. I haven't found easy answers. But lately I've been wondering, what would our lives be like without hardship? In the Bible, we meet Joseph. He was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Imagine. He was lied about and locked in prison. He was promised the moon, then forgotten for years. But through those trials, he was strengthened, refined, and qualified to become prime minister of Egypt and save his family and thousands of others from famine and death. I wonder what would have happened if Joseph hadn't suffered. Chances are you've suffered too. And chances are you've seen growth, insight, empathy, even blessing. Today I'm able to comfort some because I've walked where they walk. Still, you might say that doesn't get God off the hook. But God didn't ask to get off the hook. In fact, he put himself on the hook. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, sin and suffering entered the world. So to reconcile us to God, he sent his son Jesus, who experienced a depth of suffering we will never know. When I was riding in the back of an ambulance, quite certain that my wife wouldn't make it, textbook answers weren't what I needed. The Christian answer to the question of suffering is complex, but I remember repeating these words, Jesus knows my hurt. This offered hope and comfort. He has been there long before me. We have a suffering Savior, a God who weeps. Just before his death, John Newton, the author of one of the most famous songs ever, Amazing Grace, said, my memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner and that Christ is a great Savior. Whether you're on the ground or not today, be reminded that because of Jesus, one day all this will be a memory. Through faith in him, we can live forever in his presence where there's fullness of joy. Whether you're flying low or flying high, that is very good news indeed.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.